from the studios of 96.3 FM Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California. It's time for the weekly Freak Show, Headlines and Highlights. My name is the V-Man, and I'll be your host for this half-hour look back at the news and features aired over the week ending Thursday, September 28th, 2000. On this week's program, we'll hear from Jeff Shuey of the Santa Cruz Direct Action Network and Peter Lumsdane of the Resource Center for Nonviolence, who discuss the need for nonviolent civil resistance to the militarization of space. Plus, this week's Spotlight Sound. Don't miss the weekly Freak Show coming up next. And now, headlines for the week ending Thursday, September 28th, 2000. On Sunday, September 17th, five Catholic nuns had their charges dropped and were released from jail. The charges stemmed from an anti-war action that took place on September 9th when the sisters hammered and poured blood on a mock-up communications satellite and a Warthog A-10 aircraft at the Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Evidently, wide news coverage and other pressure inside and outside the jail influenced Judge Samuelson, who released the five, dropping all charges with a continuing investigation which may result in the refiling of misdemeanor charges in the future. Last week in Vancouver, after more than 5 years of harassment from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, two animal rights activists, Darren Thurston and Animal Liberation Front spokesperson David Barbarash, received a stay of proceedings on over 50 charges against them, including multiple counts of sending a dangerous device in the mail. The two were prime suspects in a razor blade letter campaign which targeted two Canadian guide outfitters in 1996. The prosecution cited disclosure issues as the reason for the stay. Most likely, they were concerned about a Supreme Court judge's recent order for further prosecution disclosure, which would have revealed details of a police undercover operation. Police and prosecutors have repeatedly denied the claim, but files made public by the judge have shown otherwise. Darren Thurston, one of the accused, says, "This case should serve as a warning to all citizens who dare to protest. What the RCMP did to us, they can do to anyone." Civil action against the RCMP is being considered. Supporters of the Uwa tribe from Colombia demonstrated at Gore 2000 presidential campaign headquarters in three states last week. On Saturday, September 16th, over 150 people showed up at a Portland, Oregon Gore 2000 campaign headquarters. Seven Uwa supporters in Des Moines, Iowa, locked themselves to an oil barrel leaking fake blood at Gore headquarters there on Tuesday, September 19th, and later that day, 200 activists took over a Democratic National Headquarters office in Olympia, Washington. More than 100 people remained there until late Tuesday, with three people locked down. Activists are demanding that Al Gore break his ties to the big oil company, Occidental Petroleum, who plans to illegally evict the Uwa from their tribal land and drill for oil. Uwa supporters vowed to continue actions at Gore offices until he makes a statement in defense of the Uwa. The National Association of Broadcasters held their annual radio convention from September 20th to the 23rd at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, California. The NAB's proceedings were disrupted by a coalition of free speech activists calling for equal access to the airwaves. On Friday, two women interrupted an FCC commissioner as he was making his way to the podium to address the gathering. Four activists, connected at their necks with bike locks, managed to penetrate security at the Moscone Center and sat in the lobby for around 3 hours before being arrested. On Saturday, over 1,000 people took to the streets and marched through San Francisco. After a rally, around 300 people confronted the National Association of Broadcasters as they were holding an awards ceremony at the Hilton. Demonstrators faced off with police for over an hour before dispersing peacefully. And finally, on Tuesday, September 26th, demonstrations sprang up in over 60 cities around the world to call attention to the policies of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, who held their annual meeting in the Czech city of Prague. The activists say the IMF and World Bank policies serve the interests of transnational corporations and rogue nation states, while ignoring poor people, social services, and the environment. In Prague, more than 12,000 people marched and rallied in mostly peaceful protests, although some took part in property destruction and battles with police. Czech police responded with stun grenades, tear gas, and water cannons to quell the demonstrations. Nearly 900 people have been arrested, and reports of brutality and sexual harassment of female prisoners are coming out of the jails. IMF officials ended the meetings a day ahead of schedule, calling their meetings a success, but one Middle Eastern delegate disagreed, stating Tuesday, as he was trapped inside the convention center, "The protesters have succeeded. We are prisoners. All over the world, they will see this." For up-to-the-minute news from Prague, please go to www.prague.indymedia.org. And those were headlines for the week ending September 28th, 2000. Jeff Shuey is the co-chair of the Santa Cruz Green Party Nader 2000 campaign and a member of the Direct Action Network. He joined Freak Radio's Max Boykoff on Tuesday to discuss his reasons for staying active and the upcoming Worldwide Day of Resistance to Military Globalization, Counterinsurgency Terror, and the U.S. Space Command. The Worldwide Day of Resistance is happening October 7th of this year.
Specifically, what are some of the things that have motivated you to become as active as you currently are on different projects?
I guess it was the primary thing was the wake up call that the U.S. government performed in Kosovo, the beginning of the bombing. I've pretty much been opposed to most American wars, though I did not oppose the Gulf War. I do in retrospect now, but the bottom line is after having watched U.S. foreign policy for many, many years and studied it and read about it and considered it, what happened was it became clear to me that the policy that the U.S. government, our government, pursues in our name is totally and utterly wrong and should be opposed on moral grounds, on legal grounds, on almost every ground you can possibly think of. I did live overseas for quite a number of years and worked for the Peace Corps as well as graduated from high school in Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And during that period of time, I got a first-hand understanding of what it was like to be an American overseas and how our policies do affect the people in many of the countries that the U.S. has a presence. And the U.S. has a presence in almost every single country in the world.
How does the local chapter, Santa Cruz Direct Action Network Group, fit into this larger scheme of...
Well, right now the local group is planning the action at Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is in opposition to the National Missile Defense System. National Missile Defense System. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be going down on the... Well, anyway, there's activities planned. There's activities planned for that, including one on the 7th, which is a demonstration and rally in front of the gates of Vandenberg Air Force Base, which, for those of you who don't know what Vandenberg Air Force Base is, it's the place where the United States tests its missiles, well, launches its missiles to test the Star Wars defense system. The last missile that went off was in late July, and it cost the taxpayer something like $100 million for one missile launch. So the Direct Action Network is focusing on that, as are other direct action networks throughout the, throughout California and the United States. So that's one of our current activities.
Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned that you're working in coordination with some other California direct action network groups and around the country to put this demonstration together. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, actually not me so much, but yeah, Peter, and there's a Santa Cruz direct action. I mean, there's a San Francisco direct action group. There's groups, yeah, throughout, I mean, the California that get together and meet and plan how to do concerted action, because this particular International Day of Protest on October 7th has been planned for over a year. And so, you know, during that time, like, well, there's different ways. How are you going to protest this? So one of the ways, of course, is through civil disobedience actions. Another way, of course, is educating people and then organizing marches and rallies and stuff. So the direct action group, though, tends to focus on civil disobedience actions. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, how do you put your body on the line in front of this huge machine that's And that's the question, you know, because you don't really want to go out there and just get your ass nailed, so to speak. You sort of want to come out of it alive, and at least many people do. And so, how do you plan something like that? That's the idea here. It's really pretty much just taking your small a contribution to stopping what many of us see as an insane march to Armageddon. People do it in many different ways, but the direct action, just, you know, nonviolent, militant nonviolence is what it is, really. And as far as the other people involved, I mean, if you come to the Direct Action Network meetings, also there's websites, too, which you can go to. If you just search for Direct Action Network on the web, you'll find all kinds of entrees. You know, it's what a lot was going on in Seattle. It's where I got my first taste of what that was to be. Mm-hmm. But happened in Washington, happens everywhere now, because basically that's what we're left with. That's all we really have. Since we're shut out of the political table, we're not at the table of the politicians. We're not talking to the State Department or the President, or, you know, they don't listen to us on that level. So the only thing we're left with doing, unfortunately, is taking actions in the streets. That's basically all they've given us to do.
Have you found through the actions taken in Seattle, through the actions taken in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Los Angeles, many other places as well, have you felt that there is momentum building, that the Direct Action Network is also growing as a conscientious group to address some of these issues? How do you feel as though it's been received?
Well, yeah, I think they're listening now. I think the folks that run the country are listening. I think they're concerned that their world that they've been weaving, this global world of, you know, control and profits, is threatened, or at least they're concerned that there are people in the streets willing to put their bodies on the line to oppose their what many of us see as a very immoral and illegal system that's destroying the earth and its peoples. So I think there's a momentum building. It's hard to tell, you know, how effective we are, but increasingly, for instance, if we can get a hold of the media and have our stories heard, that's an important thing. Because I think, to tell you the truth, the majority of Americans, if they knew what was being done in their name, would be just as outraged. And in fact, that's what you see more and more. You see Americans of all types, you know, from the most left-wing to the most right-wing to the most... people are concerned about what's going on in the name of globalization. And so You know, I think they're listening. I don't, you know, they're also, you know, there's, what did Tom Hayden said something like, you know that you're having an effect when these folks are calling out the cops. And I mean, in other words, the higher the level of concern with the largest number of cops and, you know, their armaments and stuff coming out on the streets to protect themselves, then you know you're having an effect.
And that was Jeff Shuey, who joined Freak Radio's Max Boykoff on Tuesday, September 26th. And now for this week's Spotlight Sound, from their 1998 CD, It's Your Life, It's Our World, here's the band Seize the Day with their song, I Swear.
I swear by the lake on the mountain, I swear.